بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we learned from the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is the prescription for salvation under all conditions, how to save ourselves from all types of troubles, from all types of fitnas, etc. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us three simple prescriptions, and today from this ayat we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reiterating and informing us that what will cause havoc in society. The first prescription Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given: Amlik alayka lisanak, learn to control your tongue. Don't unnecessarily just talk and just waste your time unnecessarily talking unnecessary things. And today we see, sadly today we got time to talk about sports. With the people out of the masjid we just come, people are standing and worried about the whole soccer squad, that who should be in this squad, who should be in that squad, which it doesn't make no sense to us. And our contribution doesn't help in the least. But then we want to talk of the political situation, then we want to say this should be done like this. There's no need for all that. We should rather control our tongue and realize that this tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that every word you utter, there is an angel recording it. So be careful what you are talking. So the first thing to help us, to save us from all types of problems, control your tongue. And with regard to the tongue, we mentioned just now that ayat. First, let us just recap this prescription for our salvation. The first thing is we must learn to control the tongue. In other words, the tongue mustn't control us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Amlik, you are the, Allah Ta'ala gave you the tongue under your control. So you become the owner and the controller of your tongue. And so beautifully it is said, an intelligent person, his brains are in first gear and his tongue is in reverse gear. He first thinks and then he talks. And a foolish person, his tongue is in first gear and his brain is in reverse gear. He first utters and just talks what he wants to, then he realizes, oh, what a stupid fool I was. Why did I say this? Why did I say that? And sadly, if we don't make tawbah and we don't ask people to forgive us, what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? That reality is not in front of us, that yaqeen, that Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحَقِّ, that is the true day. That day, nobody will be allowed to talk without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So firstly, very, very important is controlling our tongue. Then the easy way for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَسَا بَيْتُكْ, make your house spacious. Why do you feel uncomfortable at home? In other words, make your house spacious doesn't mean you have to extend your house, you have to build a house, a simple house, but you feel comfortable at home. In other words, at home, you sit and make kali, you do your ma'amulat, you make your tilawat, etc. So you feel comfortable and your family is around, you feel happy. But sadly today, with big homes also, we feel uncomfortable. Because our lifestyle, shaitan has made us, got caught up, a hold of us in such a way, we just want to be outdoors all the time. Now for a little while, Allah Ta'ala is showing us that you stay at home and reflect and think, what type of a lifestyle am I living? Let me come back onto that beautiful life of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very, very important that we should make our house spacious and our house should be comfortable for us. In other words, unnecessary socializing, going out here, there, that is not a way of a Muslim. And the third very, very important thing which myself I must ponder and think, that so many days have passed, am I doing this? Wal yabki ala khatiyati. That cry over our sons. It is our sons that are our enemies. Nobody else is our enemies. Our sons cause us great harm. So much so that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person is deprived of his rizq because of his sons. So it is our sons, if we make istighfar, we make tawbah, we beg Allah Ta'ala, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make conditions easy for us. So we have got the prescription for everything. Even for all these viruses, sicknesses, we've got the prescription of taharat, of purity. What more do we want? But unfortunately, we are not using the prescriptions that Allah has given us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us, which has come from Allah, which is absolute. But we want to follow all the theories of this world. The theories of this world are just thoughts. They are not sure exactly 100% is this going to work or it's not going to work. Then they try another theory, another theory. What Allah has given us is 100% foolproof. So we should be using the prescriptions Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then Allah Ta'ala informs us and reminds us very, very sternly with regard to one aspect of controlling our tongue, which is causing great havoc in society today. That يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. That, O people, you have got Iman. People of Iman, they believe in Allah, what is true, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So if any person who is what is called a fasiq, is not punctual with his salah, etc., he's breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he just come with any message to you, then don't just pass on that message. Don't just take it for granted and this is a true message. For tabayyanu, Islam teaches us that verify that message. And today we don't just talk with our tongues. We are talking with our fingers more than our tongues. That our fingers are just moving, passing this message, that message, not verifying it at all. Allah Ta'ala says this is causing great havoc in society. Any message that you never verify, you didn't find out is it true or not, it just came on your phone and now you just read it and you send it out. This is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It is sufficient to call a person a liar, that whatever he hears, whatever message he gets, he just passes on. Doesn't know whether it's true or not, that person is a liar. And a liar by Allah Ta'ala is equal to a person who commits shirk, associate partners with Allah. And today this has become so common. And we see with this messages, etc., how lot of homes are breaking, how lot of the disunity in the ummah, etc., just because of this messages. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us, there's written more detail inshallah, if Allah give tawfiq, we'll mention it. But just getting messages and passing it on without verifying it, it's true or not, this is called rumor mongering. That you just got a rumor and you're just passing it on. Allah says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Find out, is this true or not? أَنْتُسِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَحَالَةً فَتَسْبِيُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Then like an ignorant person, tomorrow you realize, oh, what did, this message was not true. And now you are regretful. Now it's too late. So very, very important today, we are just getting messages of this one, that one, whoever it may be, let us control ourselves. Stay away from these different groups, unnecessary groups. This message is coming, that message is coming. Rather, now it is the time of the very, very great month to connect to Allah Ta'ala. One easy way to control our tongue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, make your Ramadan Sharif beneficial by reciting La ilaha illallah a lot. And then together with La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. That, oh Allah, please forgive us. And then the other two things that we really need from Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah and Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nar. So read these four things all the time. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. Allah give me all of us tawfiq inshallah.